California Energy Commission approves $1.4 billion zero-emission vehicle infrastructure plan. Suddenly, having a ton of these charging and refueling stations across the state will outpace demand for the vehicles. By Evan Simon, November 17, 2021. The California Energy Commission, CEC, approved a three-year $1.4 billion zero-emission vehicle, ZEV, infrastructure plan on Monday, aiming to get the state to meet 2025 electric vehicle charging and hydrogen fueling goals. According to the 2021 to 2023 investment plan update for the Clean Transportation Program, the program will receive another $1.1 billion from the 2021 to 2022 state budget, improving it by about six times from its original planned budget of $238 million. While charging stations, hydrogen fueling centers, the manufacturing of needed ZEV infrastructure pieces and parts, and the purchase of thousands of zero-emission buses and trucks, other considerations around the build-out of zero-emission infrastructure will also be added, such as workforce training and development, and ZEV fuel production. In total, $690 million will go to medium and heavy-duty ZEV infrastructure, such as battery, electric, and hydrogen. $314 million will go to light-duty electric vehicle charging infrastructure. $244 million will go to ZEV manufacturing. And $77 million will go to hydrogen refueling infrastructure. Smaller parts of the plan, including $15 million for workforce training and development, as well as $25 million for zero and near zero carbon fuel production and supply, are also included. According to the CEC, the funds will become available over the next 2 years and distributed to projects through both competitive funding and direct funding endeavors. In a statement on Monday, the CEC noted that the new funding plan will help California not only meet 2025 ZEV infrastructure goals and quicken public adoption of zero-emission vehicles, but will also support Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order that will phase out all new sales of gas-powered vehicles in California by 2035. This plan charts the path for Governor Newsom's historic budget investments in zero-emission transportation infrastructure and manufacturing, said lead commissioner for transportation Patty Monahan on Monday. These dollars close the 2025 infrastructure funding gap so that access to charging and hydrogen fueling isn't a barrier for those exploring cleaner transportation options, including individuals, businesses, and public agencies. A $1.4 billion ZEV infrastructure plan. While the plan, which was created from input by Clean Energy Transportation Committees and State Transportation and Environmental Agencies, fills the funding gap for the 2025 ZEV infrastructure goal, opponents say that the higher funding is not needed and that the infrastructure should go up as the demand goes up organically. California is preparing for a future with more electric and alternative fuel cars. Alternative energy advisor Ellen Thompson told The Globe on Tuesday. But this isn't the right way to prepare. Suddenly, they have a ton of these charging and refueling stations across the state will outpace demand for the vehicles. The system will be underused for years. When gas-powered cars became a bigger and bigger thing in the early 20th century, gas station came up as the demand was needed. Companies like Standard Oil, which in California became Chevron after the breakup of the company, built as needed. When new highways were built, so also came gas stations. Same thing happened with inns and stables on old stagecoach and mail lines, or oil, coal, and sand stations on train lines. California isn't allowing companies to do this at their own pace, like Tesla has done with their charging stations, or how they have been built as something as a perk at office or commercial parking places. It's good we're thinking about it, but we'll end up with way more charging stations than needed for years until electric car demand ticks more upwards. And it's the taxpayers who will be eating the loss on this. Other clean energy transportation plans, such as a $1.5 billion California Air Resources Board, CARB plan, for ZEV rebates and equipment investments are up for public meetings and votes in the coming weeks. Narrated by Courtney Warner for Audio Hopper.
Audio Hopper.